We're iron workers on the Golden Gate Bridge. We climb in places where nobody else really goes.
It's awesome. We get paid to climb around in the world's biggest jungle gym.
To the very top is 746 feet.
You're walking on this 3 foot in diameter
cylinder.
Looks like a pipe.
Yeah.
And you hang on to this cable, and the steeper it gets, the tighter you hang on.
And the harder it is to climb.
You know, we have to wear a full body harness, and we are tied off at all times.
We just look out for one another. If something's happening and it's going wrong, we have each other's back. We do all the stuff that nobody else wants to do. One of the hardest things I'd say that we have to deal with, I guess we're going to talk about it at some point, people will come out to end their lives. For a time, if there was somebody over the rail.
A person is thinking about killing themselves.
We were the first call, and we'd have to set up with our harnesses and go out. Sometimes we talk, sometimes we just try to get ourselves close to that person to actually grab them.
I've got to the point where I walk up to them and I just flat out and say, are you thinking about jumping off this bridge today? And I've had them truly answer, yeah.
They might be in tears or they might not be focused on anything else but the water. To see a person that's that low, that's really hard to see.
Yeah.
I remember one time a guy was talking to me and he was a bartender in San Francisco and he couldn't find a job. And I asked him if I can climb over and talk to him, and he's one of the guys that said, thank you.
There's really hardly ever any closure. Many times we're worried about, well, what happened to this guy? They took him to the hospital. Is he okay? And there's a lot of unanswered questions. But, you know, some called us the guardians of the gate or the angels of the gate. And that was nice to hear.